to check into the track Limbo from Matt Demerit's debut album Fool's Journey.
Thank you. listening to Modern Jazz Today. We've got a lot of new music coming at you, including a new one by guitarist Mark Lethierry. His new album's called Things of That Nature, and we'll check into the track Nap Time. Then Troy Roberts has a new album out featuring Joey DeFrancesco, Jeff Tane Watts, and Emmett Cohen on select tracks. We'll check into the track Wizard of Oz Roop off the new album Days Like These. Let's dig in.
We'll be right back.
Coming up next on our queue is Chrissy Hynde and the Valve Bone Woe Ensemble. For you Mingus aficionados, you'll recognize this melody. The melody was commonly known as Meditations on Integration, but on Charles Mingus's live Town Hall concert album, he introduced it as Praying with Eric. In that introduction, he also tells a story, and that will give you the reason why Chrissy Hynde named the tune the way she did. The name of the track? Meditations on a Pair of Wire Cutters from the album Valve Bone Woe.
Thank you. This is Bird Note. In temperate climates like North America, it's often male songbirds that sing the most. Typically, the males migrate north before females and establish territories for the short breeding season, using their songs as a way to claim a spot. But many female birds do sing, even in colder climates, such as this canyon wren. And in the warm tropic zones, it's a different story. Birds typically stay in the same breeding territory year-round rather than just a few months. That may have helped lead to a different behavior pattern. Females in the tropics can have a big role in defending a territory, and many of them sing, often just as loudly and artfully as the males. Some species even blend male and female songs in a complex duet, like these bay wrens. And when you look at songbirds as a whole, it's the pattern in the tropics that's the rule, not the exception. Both females and males sing in the majority of songbird species, about 64%, according to one study. Scientists have created the Female Songbird Project to help track female birdsong throughout the world. Learn how you can participate at birdnote.org. I'm Ariana Remmel.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizerwitz, and this is Climate Connections. Power plants, factories, and other industrial facilities emit climate-warming gases, along with additional pollutants that harm human health.
Over 8 million people a year die from air pollution, and that's pollutants like SO2, NOx, PM2.5, and those are typically emitted by the same facilities that are emitting a lot of greenhouse gases like CO2 and methane.
Gavin McCormick is with Climate Trace, an initiative that uses satellite data to track pollution from millions of facilities around the world. It monitors not only climate warming emissions, but other harmful pollutants as well. And it makes that information public at climatetrace.org. Users can zoom in on a map to learn about pollution sources in any community. And for more than 2,500 urban areas, the tool shows where plumes of pollution travel as they drift through the air.
So you can absolutely see when you look at a city that certain neighborhoods are heavily, heavily experiencing more pollution.
They're often areas that have suffered disinvestment for decades.
And so there's a racial component, there's an economic